All right, that is the sound of Henry the Hudson Whale, who joins us each week as we tell Henry the Hudson Whale stories about what's going on in the Hudson River. Henry is spelled with an I, not a Y. He's not related to that other Henry Hudson guy. I think he's actually from Costa Rica. And he lives in the Hudson River, and he's joining us today again. Henry, the Stevens Institute reports that temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 62 and 67 degrees. Georgia Roman reports for Spectrum that the Rensselaer County Legislature is proposing a new law to regulate the amount of 1,4-dioxin that can be discharged. In the town of Nassau, the Dewey Lofel landfill was a dump site in the 1950s and 1960s and was declared a Superfund site in the 1980s. Quote, "We're not going to sit and wait any longer for the state and federal government to take action on these carcinogens. We need to get them out and protect people's health," unquote, said Rensselaer County Executive Kathy Gimeno. Nassau Supervisor David Fleming explains the situation. Quote, "This treatment plant that was constructed under EPA authorization is pulling the groundwater back towards the landfill and then treating that groundwater to get the contaminants out and then discharge it into the Valencia Kill, which is a trout stream and a Hudson River watershed area," unquote, said Fleming. Quote, "The levels that are being released from this water treatment facility are significantly higher than we're comfortable with," unquote, said Gimeno. The proposed law would fine companies responsible for cleanup if water samples exceed 0.35 parts per billion. The Rensselaer County legislator will vote on the proposal in November. You can read the full story at the Spectrum website. The Daily Freeman reports that the Hudson River Maritime Museum in Rondout is collecting oral histories of work and life on the Hudson River and the Rondout Creek. The museum has a few stories of local commercial fishermen so far, but is looking for other voices. Email Carla Lesh, the museum's assistant curator, at clesh@hrmm.org, which is at the WGXC newsroom, or call 845-338-0071 extension 21 to set up an interview. Again, those, the email address and the phone number are at the WGXC newsroom. Ray Raimondo reports for Fios One that when the Indian Point nuclear power plant closes in 4 years, where the nuclear waste goes is a looming question. Congress is supposed to vote later this year on whether Yucca Mountain in southwest Nevada becomes a repository site where the spent fuel will be transported and entombed for hundreds of years. If that is approved, then the waste from the 40-year-old plant will have to get there, and the Department of Energy is considering loading the protected waste on a barge and shipping it down the Hudson River. From there, it would go to Jersey City and then take a train to Nevada. You can read that full story at the Fios website. This has been Hudson River Stories with our friend Henry the Hudson Whale. Join us each week as we tell stories of the Hudson River to Henry as he floats on down the Hudson River.